It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. I am your host, Chad Summers. Happy Tuesday. This is June 20th, 2023. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a tough day in news. I got a lot of, quite a few dark stories, but we always end the show with good news. You know that if you've heard the show before. But before we get to the birthdays, I just wanted to say that you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. We've got new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Do not miss those. Stay informed and click all the buttons that help support the show. You know what those are. I don't have to tell you. All right, let's get into this. It's a long one today. Nicole Kidman, 55. Lionel Richie, 73. John Goodman is 70. And music genius Brian Wilson is 80. And also on this day in history, 2013, Sopranos mob boss James Gandolfini passed away while on vacation in Italy. 1934, the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, was organized in the United States. 1910, the first Father's Day was celebrated in Spokane, Washington. Cool. 1903, Lou Gehrig was born. And in 1846, Alexander Cartwright arranged a baseball game between the New York Knickerbockers and the New York Nine at Hoboken, New Jersey. The first baseball game to use the set of rules which today's game is based. All right, let's get into the news. We've got breaking news. This one from CNN. A search and rescue operation is underway for a submersible touring the wreckage of the Titanic. This is actually not breaking. It's day three that these people did not resurface. They went missing Sunday. That's when they were doing the submarine tour of the Titanic. There were five people on board. This is a service that takes people down to see the Titanic in person. The fee is $250,000. And they still have not resurfaced. There's a major search going on with the Coast Guard and all kinds of rescue entities, but these people quite possibly will never be found. If the submarine did not sit on the ground and it was just kind of elevated, well, then the current's going to take them. I don't care. That's devastating, but you know, when you go 2.5 miles below the surface, you better be open to all possibilities. We will keep you up to speed on that story for sure. We'll know more on Friday. We got one from Fox News. Man, okay, I'm warning you. We've got some sad ones on this show, but we will end it in a good way. So, pregnant model gunned down in D.C. Hope to flee crime-ridden city, mom says. Well, apparently she did not get out in time. The amazing thing was her baby survived by C-section operation and is in critical condition. So she lives on through her baby and hopefully for many, many years to come, hopefully that little baby survives. Got a story by Reuters. Hunter Biden agrees to plead guilty on 3 federal charges. Now, that sounds major. However, these are not felonies. 2 tax evasion charges, misdemeanors, and a gun charge he reached agreement, a deal on. So he's going to do probation for the gun charge and we'll see what happens with the other ones. It doesn't appear that this has anything to do with the laptop or the paintings that he sold for like a gazillion dollars. And no one really knows why, because he's not a famous painter. But yeah, here's one from Cheddar News. It appears that these stories from Cheddar News are not real uplifting, but we are going to report them anyway. Man plunges 4,000 feet to his death from Grand Canyon skywalk. It took rescuers and a helicopter to retrieve his body. Now, if you look at the pictures of this skywalk, he would have to have been tossed over the railing by probably his in-laws or something, or, self-deletion. That's because you're not just going to like trip on something and go over the railing. It's just not going to happen. There's a railing, and then past the railing is like a 1-inch thick plexiglass barrier that goes all the way around this thing. So the police are investigating that. We'll see what happens there. Here's a story from Newsmax. Tucker Carlson hires Fox News Chiron Castoff, whoever the hell that is. So he also hired 9 others from Fox. That's a pretty ballsy move to leave Fox, if you ask me, because they've got pretty deep pockets. But then again, so does Tucker. He is reportedly worth $400 million. So yeah. That's probably why he was pretty ticked off when he got axed. But yeah, he's building up his team, his force, Tucker Force. All right. Newsmax, Andrew Tate sent to trial on human trafficking charges. He was also charged with rapé and, here, let me just read this. I've got another paragraph to read. Romanian prosecutor sent social media influencer Andrew Tate, his brother Tristan, and 2 other female suspects to trial on Tuesday on charges of human trafficking, rape, and forming a criminal gang to sexually exploit women. All right. He spent 2 months in jail recently, and they let him out on, put him on house arrest. And I believe that's what he's doing right now. But we will see what happens there. He's definitely a fascinating person, whether you like him or not. Island Free Press. Nag's Head-based Sushi wins 65th annual Big Rock Blue Marlin Tournament after Sensation is disqualified. Obviously, Sushi and Sensation are the vessel names and the team names. Sensation caught a 619-pound marlin, and Team Sushi caught a 444-pound marlin. However, Sensation, when they pulled it up on the with the rope, they hung it or whatever, it had a big chunk out of it from a shark attack. So basically what happened was they fought this fish for 6 hours, and they couldn't get it in the boat. So if you know anything about sport fishing, which I know some about, not much, but I know a lot of times if you're reeling in a fish, a lot of times you'll reel in a half a fish because, it's a big chunk of bait out there. And sharks and other things will go after it. I think barracudas and whatever. But the purse is $3 million. They were celebrating, and then a judge is like, oh, yeah, the rules clearly state that there can't be any damage done to it by predators. So they lost. They had like, their fish was like 130 pounds heavier than the second place and lost because of a technicality. Another one from 2Fab. Chilling body cam video shows arrest of father charged with lining up and killing 3 sons aged 3, 4, and 7. This is so bad. This is so bad. The wife got shot also in the hand because she was trying to protect the kids, And, you know, I don't know. This happened in Ohio. This is all like fresh news. None of these stories I do are old news. So if you want to read about these, go read about them. Learn more. Got a story from TMZ. Amanda Bynes placed on psychiatric hold after LAPD detainment. She's being held on a 5150 psychiatric hold for 72 hours. Apparently 2 months ago, she's losing it. I don't know. I guess 2 months ago, she was picked up by the police for walking the streets of Los Angeles naked. So, yeah, between her and Bam Margera, this is pretty entertaining stuff here. We'll see what happens with Amanda. All right, folks, that brings us to our last story, which is a good news story. It always is. That's policy here at the Lunch Show. But before we do that, I just want to say you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. We've got new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Stay informed. Don't be oblivious when your friends are talking about the news. And click all the buttons that support the show. Subscribe. Thumbs up. You know, whatever. Just support it. Shoot me an email. Let's get engaged here at the show. All right. This is absolutely ridiculous, but great if true. I was told in the article that you need to watch the video. So there is a video that goes with this at Good News Network. Man became friends with a fish and the pair meet every summer in the same Wisconsin lake. All right. So this guy went freshwater scuba diving and apparently came in contact with a smallmouth bass and they hit it off. He returned a year later and did like some call, and here comes this fish. So he knows it's the same fish because of a scar that it has on the side of its head. He apparently goes every year, and he got scared 1 year because it took the fish a while to come up to him. But apparently other fish like fall him over and he fights them off. He's very jealous. But this guy won't mention what lake it is because he's afraid someone's going to catch it. Yes, he is buddies with a smallmouth bass. And that to me is not just good news, but that's freaking hysterical. I haven't watched the video, but I think I'm going to. It sounds like a must watch. But folks, I'm going to call that the episode, and I really appreciate you listening. Don't forget to listen this Friday. I'm sure it's going to be a doozy as well. And until Friday, keep rocking in your life, and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the Lunch Show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of you all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope you all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.